abstentions.
Good morning.
Again, sir.
We have two requests for time extensions. These are a little bit different time extensions. I think this is probably the first time this has happened in quite a few years. We had two applications, public hearings on the same date. And the council in that public hearing for both these applications deferred action and left the record open for a period of 90 days for receipt of written comments, either pro or con, on the restrictive covenants. The applicants went to the took the step to see if they could amend the conditions of the restrictive covenants. They've advised that they have received four of the five owners in agreement to change the restrictive covenants. The fifth owner has asked an attorney to review the covenants, and they haven't yet responded. So both applicants have requested for time extensions. That meeting and public hearing was on May 3rd and would run out on August 3rd, basically. On July 11th, or last week, I wrote a memo to Dave for benefit of the council and described the situations of both applicants and gave copies of their short requests for extensions. And if the council is so favorable, I would suggest that 30 days may not be enough, 60 days may be appropriate. I don't know how long the attorney's going to take to respond. It's their attorney's not, and they might go back and forth. So.
Sure.
And they need 100%, do they? Approval, 100%, every resident.
In this situation, that's basically what the council was. Well, the council actually asked for pros and cons. It didn't even ask for consideration to amend the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We just asked for written comments.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, we didn't get any. But in the step of trying to
amend
the issue, both parties decided to go for an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
The two parcels are both in the same subdivision. They're both in a minor subdivision of land, the Country Trails Land Company. One's lot number one, one's lot number five, opposite end of the subdivision.
Sure.
And they're all the tracks are 3, 4, 5, 6 acres each. They're not small lots. And they're all on public roads. They're not in a subdivision per se.
Mm-hmm.
We all realize sometimes it can be a while waiting on attorneys to get answers to things.
Don't want to say anything about attorneys at all, but a few in the room, so
yes.
I let that link.
Oh, yeah.
But it seemed like 30 days probably could be appropriate, but it may not, so 60 days. And that being we only asked for pros and cons, and they took it a step forward.
So
it
why
seemed
don't
fair
just,
to
do you have, do you have a motion?
Days. No, I haven't prepared a motion. I'll just make a suggestion.
Okay.
Well, I think we should give them the 60 days.
Okay.
60 days extension.
We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to grant a time extension for conditional use number 1886 and conditional use number 1888 for an additional 60 days, which would then be October 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Approximately right.
October 3rd. We have a second. We have a second.
Yeah. Will that be plenty of time?
Yeah, I think it would be, We have a motion. We have a second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? All right, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next is grant requests.
Okay, there's a few today. The first one, City of Rehoboth Beach for the Delaware State University Marching Band Performance. And it was put on by Mr. Cole, so I don't know if you'd like to put this on another week.
Has he funded that before?
Yes.
He has.
$700 for the same event.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he should do that again.
How much money put in?
$700.
I think we're up to $1,000.
I'll second that.
Is that a motion, sir?
Yeah.
We have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant the Silver Hood with the Beach for the Delaware State University Marching Band performance at the bandstand in the amount of $1,000 from Councilman Cole's account. Any question on that motion?
All right.
All right, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I guess I'll have to vote for that, but I did say 700.
I understand. We had a motion and a second down here, so we'll. Mrs. Deaver votes yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
Uh-oh.
Motion carried. Next.
DAPI for transportation costs.
$1,000 for Mr. Cole.
No.
An easy day, won't it?
Have we funded that before?
That was from Ms. Deaver, that was your, I'm sorry, from this email.
Yeah, that's another meeting.
Well, they're asking just for consideration of some more funding. They do get human service grant in the amount of $1,000, but they had saw the news article on the grants and had.
$500 be appropriate, yeah. I would make a motion that I take $500 from my account for that purpose.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500, Mrs. Deaver's account for Del Rio Edison program for transportation costs. Question on the motion?
Isn't that a countywide thing?
I have no idea.
They are countywide. It's not, it's actually, I believe, in Seaford, but they wrote Ms. Deaver.
See, they write to me.
100, I don't know.
It was nice of them. Yeah, we thought, Mr. Phillips, I mean, Mr. Wilson.
I'll put in $250 on that, too.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, anything from you, sir?
No.
Okay.
That's a good organization.
I'll put in $250.
Well, darn, I better put in $250, Mr. Caldwell, too.
And are you still five, Ms. Deaver, right?
Well, why don't we?
Make it all $250.
I'll do $250.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So that'll be $250 from the Councilmatic grants from Mrs. Deaver,
Right.
Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips, myself, and Mr. Colton.
Mm-hmm.
That's a motion from Mrs. Deaver, second from
second.
Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
El Centro Cultural.
We gave last time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Who or what did we do?
They get human service grants every year in the amount of $1,000. And they're having a specific festival in the summer this year. And they just want some sponsorship from $150 up to $4,000.
It's going to be in Georgetown, is it?
Yes, it is. It's a Georgetown organization.
Okay.
And it's open to all.
Yeah.
Businesses are promoted.
What's this organization?
El Centro Cultural.
For the Festival Hispano.
For the Festival Hispano in August at the Little League. Well, it's in Millsboro, actually. The
okay.
Festival.
Okay.
I'll give $100.
I'll give $100.
I will, too.
I guess I'll be in.
And Mr. Cole.
And Mr. Cole. So that'd be $100
each. $500.
For the five of us, for a total of $500. Any questions on that motion? That's a motion, Mrs. Deaver, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
City of Seaford Police Department.
For the community night out?
Yes, community night out.
If somebody make a motion, $500 from my account.
So I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, take $500 from my account for that. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
And Blades National Community Night Out.
There again, $500 from my account. So I make that motion.
I'll make the motion for you.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President, we have several. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, general residential district, for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 5.0 acres, more or less. This is a conditional use application on behalf of Thomas P. Collins.
Okay, I'll introduce that.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hot dog vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 39,176 square feet, more or less. And it is a conditional use application filed on behalf of Charles Bone.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 31,980 square feet, more or less. and is a change of zone filed on behalf of Dorothy Somerville.
I'll introduce that too.
Mrs. Deeb introduces it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 20,000 square feet more or less. And it's a change of zone filed on behalf of Rite Aid of Delaware.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
Okay. Thank you. That is all, Mr. President.
Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Guy has our sign-up sheet here. Let's see what we have. Thank you, sir. Catherine Ward Lewis, the subject is land use.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Catherine Ward, and I'm the president of League of Women Voters of Sussex County. I'm here to address the proposed ordinance to have a blanket extension of previously approved building projects. In the press, Mr. Phillips has been quoted as saying, "We can analyze until we paralyze. This is obviously the right thing to do," end of quote. He stated that he saw no reason to delay the passage of the ordinance, but I beg to differ, Mr. Phillips. We have not even counted the number of projects. We don't know exactly where most of these projects are located in relation to each other, and we do not have a map showing the impact on communities and how demands for water, sewage, and traffic have changed since initial approval to build was granted. We still do not have even a list of conditional uses and their impacts. We have not even begun to analyze. We actually don't even know what we're talking about. The reason for the rush to give blanket approval for extensions has been purported to be job creation. Mr. Phillips states we're stifling economic progress. Jobs are not created by approving projects, Mr. Phillips. Jobs are created by demand. There is no demand for more building at this time in Sussex County. We are awash in houses for sale and business properties, business spaces that are empty. Economic progress happens when people have jobs and can take care of their needs. This will not happen by passage of this ill-conceived ordinance. Could it be that the rush to approval of these 477 subdivisions by Mr. Lank's count and an unknown amount of conditional use permits is to artificially support the price of the land to which these approvals apply? If this land has already been approved for building and that land is sold, is it not true that the seller gets a higher price for that land? Is it possible that this extension for approvals is really about sellers of the land maintaining higher prices when they sell their land? A further and very important consideration is that if a council member has an interest in any of these projects that are being asked to be extended, shouldn't ethics require that council member recuse him or herself from the vote or risk being in violation of the state ethics rules? Jobs and economic progress do not depend on the buying and selling of land. Jobs are created by demand. Sussex County and its council need to be very serious about supporting job creation. But the passage of this ordinance is not even close to that solution. Let the Planning and Zoning Board do their work. Has the software been purchased and installed so each request for building can be evaluated in relation to the already existing needs in that area? That would be analysis. Let planning and zoning evaluate each project set before them in an intelligent, timely manner, so the citizens of Sussex County are protected from unwarranted and undisciplined growth. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll entertain a motion now to go into executive session for personnel pending potential litigation.
All right.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Yes. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll now go to executive session. Yeah.